Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The biggest names in the business are friends of the program here on You Better You Bet.
The great Ian Eagle.
Nick and Femi are such close friends. I would even consider getting divorced, even though I'm very happily married, just to get remarried, to have them as groomsmen. That's how much they mean to me.
Hey everyone, it's Brian Anderson of TNT Sports, and you are listening to the great Rick and Jimmy. And these two are such close friends, Nick and Femi. Better bet. You better bet now. You better you bet. Nick and Femi, you better you bet. My favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. First hour of the show, ton of New England Patriots, got into the New York Jets as well, and some news from around the National Football League. No Darius Slayton for the Giants. And when that's being reported as news and it matters, you know the Giants are in dire straits. I love the Packers to destroy my Giants coming up on Sunday. Also told you that I bet some Patriots Super Bowl exactas where I think that they will lose because the top of the NFC is way better than the top of the AFC. Like, you think the Patriots are beating the Eagles, the Rams, the Seahawks, the Lions in a Super Bowl? No way. But maybe they can get there. Maybe they can get to the Super Bowl. So bet a couple of those long shot prices at BetMGM just to keep myself covered in case the Patriots do, in fact, make it. Ryan Horvath going to join us in 20 minutes, our teammate here on the BetMGM Network. Ryan's football bets for the weekend. I will roll through tonight in the NBA, this weekend in college hoops, and give you my early national championship prediction in college basketball 40 minutes from now. And in the final hour, the power hour, all the football bets coming up for this weekend. But joining us right now, it is always a pleasure to welcome to the show our buddy Colin Wilson from the Action Network. Big Bets on Campus is the college football betting podcast, along with our friend Stucky. All his written work can be found at actionnetwork.com. I read his column every week of his bets, and I am smarter for having read them. He's used this to, I don't know what all these stats are. That's just not, I'm not criticized. I deal in a different space. On Twitter at _Colin1, Colin spelled with two L's. My friend, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Is your segment on college basketball going to be the Arkansas Razorbacks? I've been to two games now. I think they're ranked 14th. Like, they played horribly against Michigan State and still had a chance to win. I can't even tell you the length of this team. Like, everybody's arms are like 8 feet long. Everybody's at least 6'8". Like, this A-cuff kid, I'm telling you, Nick, if you haven't seen it, this Acuff kid at Arkansas is going to be a top five NBA draft pick. So choose wisely in your basketball segment.
I love that. And like this is what I'm saying, how loaded this college basketball season is. Just quickly, because you're a huge college hoops fan. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you're in the weeds on it yet with college football going on. I truly think this is going to be the best college basketball season ever. Now, you'll probably go back to 1994 because your Razorbacks won the title against Duke with Corliss Williamson and Scotty Thurman, of course. But with all the and how NIL has changed the game here, and we could be quick on this and get to the college football. But, I mean, I think this is going to be the best season of my lifetime in college basketball.
There's more talent in this than there has been in the last couple of years. And that's saying something. Like, I think the NBA is going to be looking at some future stars at a lot of teams right now. And I think NIL does have a big thing to do with that. But I've said that about college baseball for the last 3 years. These kids don't want to go to single and double A baseball for $30,000 when they get the same NIL deal and go play on a college campus with girls and better facilities. So the college sports is great with NIL. I have no complaints.
Listen, girls are a pretty big draw for heterosexual men. That is generally how it works. All right. College football. Before we get to the games, any big takes that you have, betting or otherwise, out of the second batch of playoff rankings from earlier this week?
Ole Miss is the national championship future you need to hit on. They're solidly going to fall between 5 and 8, which means they're kind of blocked out of the SEC championship game. They can't make it, so they won't play that weekend, but they will be asked to play the following weekend at home because they're going to fall from a 5 to an 8 seed because they're essentially blocked out of their conference championship. So you're replacing what would be a really tough game on a neutral site against another SEC foe. Instead, you're potentially going to get a group of five team. You're going to get a 12 seed, an 11 seed, maybe a team that's not supposed to be there. And Ole Miss is, I mean, you want to talk about home road splits. Nobody has it like Ole Miss, especially with their offense. So now you're going to keep them from not going to the SEC championship game. You're going to give them a first round. I just can't see any way they're not in the quarterfinals on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And right now the number that I got earlier this week was 18-1. And I mean, if you're telling me this is a quarterfinal team, which it all sets up that it is going to be a quarterfinal team, 18-1 is a number you want to have.
And Ole Miss and Colin, I'm guessing you agree with me. It feels like win tomorrow against Florida and Ole Miss is in the playoff because it could survive a loss in the Egg Bowl and still make it as a 2-loss SEC team. So it feels like kind of a win and end game tomorrow. You know, the betting market in that game is so fascinating, right? And I'm hoping that you can kind of shed some light on this for me because I do so many media hits on during the day on Friday and like I'm doing all my NFL work. I look up like a couple hours ago. This was 14.5 yesterday. Ole Miss favored by 14.5. Now it's 11.5 and we might be going down to 11. So Florida's been getting bet. What's happening here in this betting market? And do you think Florida can put a scare into Ole Miss?
Yes. And if Lagway plays the way Lagway can, the problem with Florida football is they had 2 turnovers, I think against OU, 4 against Kentucky, 5 against LSU. You just don't know with Florida, whenever they're just going to combust and just, you know, just take themselves out of the game. And that's been the Gators' problem the entire season. There's also something else working against them here, which is Billy Gonzalez, their interim head coach. He didn't change the game plan last week. So they got ran out of the building by Kentucky. Maybe they changed the game plan up a little bit here. I know that Lagway was benched, but maybe he's not going to be benched here. But this is a wild spread. I mean, this got up to 17. And once it hit 17, that's when the Florida money came in. I made the game 10. And I was thinking, I can't figure out what's going on here. Lagway's already been benched. What in the world would make this Florida line go up so high? I think it's in the where it needs to be right now. But there is a lot of sharp money out there that's backing the Gators here. So if they can go in and give them a scare, that'd be something. But I'm not backing away from an 18-1. Just don't bet Ole Miss. Just take an 18-1 in the national title.
And just like, we'll get to other games, but I find this to be so interesting based off the Ole Miss future that you placed, like to win the national championship, and you backed it up with really solid reasoning, as you always do. I have a hard time trusting Lane. Yeah. Tomorrow's game feels a little weird to me with all like the undertones of, I guess, Lane. Like, what is Lane going to be coaching Florida next year? Like, well, it all just feels a little weird to me here. Are you confident that the head coach can kind of keep this on the rails? And we can be quick with this and get on to the other games.
Well, what people don't know is that Lane was going to take the job last year, but Billy saved his job. Florida, who runs the program.
Great decision by Florida.
Yeah, they've wanted Lane the entire time, and they contacted Lane last year when they thought Billy Napier wasn't going to get it together and that he was going to be the next coach. There is a little bit of a love fest going on between Lane and the current administration that's at Florida. And the reason is because they can offer four times as much money to players. They can offer four times the resources, four times the facilities, and Ole Miss just can't keep up. And I'm not saying that to make Ole Miss fans. I went to Arkansas. I live right next to campus. We can't afford it either to keep up with people like Florida and LSU. But there's been a love fest between the two, and I can't imagine him ending up anywhere else. Now, what happens tomorrow? Does he go and blow them out and say, "Ha, do you want me or not?" Or like, does he take his foot off the pedal? I don't know. I don't know if that matters. But you said you can't trust Lane. He's actually calling from an execution standpoint and play calling standpoint, this is one of his best ever.
We shall see what happens tomorrow. Ole Miss against Florida. Florida has been the preferred betting side over the last few days. You bet on this Friday. Our guest, Colin Wilson from the Action Network, Big Bets on Campus, is the college football betting podcast that everybody should check out. All right. This is some of the biggest games this weekend. Georgia and Texas in Athens. Bulldogs, a 6.5-point home favorite, Colin. Total 49.5. And I'm going to inject my opinion in a little bit here. I am going to wait until the last second and bet some Texas money line. I think Arch has got another gear to hit here, and I hope it happens tomorrow. What say you, Texas and Georgia?
Two straight games of 300-plus passing yards and three TDs in each of those games. It looks like Manning has finally turned the corner here. He's facing a secondary that he can absolutely shred. The back of Georgia's defense is beyond leaky. It's like the Titanic. Georgia has been so horrific at A, creating a pass rush, B, defending the pass, and C, in scoring opportunities for opponents. Georgia's 116th in defensive finishing drives. That essentially says, how many points do you average when you cross the 40-yard line? Georgia's given a touchdown up to everybody that comes into play. So I bet Texas first quarter, money line, like plus 150, because Georgia never wins first quarters. They have a net neutral score in the first quarter, and the rest of them, they just absolutely dominate. Something else to pay attention right now, Georgia's 24th in the middle eight. If you don't know what the middle eight is, it's the last 4 minutes of the first half. It's the first 4 minutes of the second half. And right now, Georgia is top 25 in that because they're masters of the clock, and they are masters of in-game adjustments. So and Texas is 84th in the middle eight. This is an easy script for me. Texas gets the lead. I played them first quarter money line at plus 150. Georgia, as they always do, adjust because they have the best staff in the world at adjusting. And the second quarter, they'll pick it up and they'll run with it and they'll win the game. Do they cover? Maybe. I think it's properly priced at 6. But why would you take Georgia minus 6 when it's going to be money line in the second quarter? So that's the way I'm playing it.
Positive words about Mike Bobo. I love it. The Georgia offensive coordinator. Let's go to Bama and Oklahoma, Colin. Yeah. Tied 6-point favorites in this game, total 45.5. I like Bama. It feels to me like a lot of people like Oklahoma. I feel like this line may come down. So your thoughts on where this may close and your opinion on Bama and Oklahoma?
I think it'll close 4.5. I'm on Oklahoma side, and I'm on John Mateer over 27.5 rushing yards. If you go through Alabama's history, or at least this year, and I think last year too, they have serious problems with mobile quarterbacks. Bo Prabula was the leading rusher for Missouri when they played. He had a touchdown. Missouri almost beat him. Lenora Sellers just had himself a field day. Leading rusher for South Carolina had himself a TD. If you go back to how Florida State beat Alabama, Tommy Castellanos just went absolutely crazy on that Alabama defense. Kane Womack, the defensive coordinator, has serious issues with mobile quarterbacks, and now he's going to get John Mateer. And I don't think Mateer's legs have been what we've all expected so far, but he did create three explosive runs and juked six people out of their shoes against Tennessee. And that's the best game that he's had on the ground so far this year. So if he is peaking and Alabama's having problems with mobile quarterbacks, that's going to be an issue. Now, on the other side with Ty Simpson, he's kind of in the Heisman race and he has this unbelievable amount of accuracy. He went 21 of 35 against LSU. That is not the accurate Ty Simpson that we've been looking for. And Oklahoma's 10th defensively in creating a contested catch. Really small windows to throw into. I like Oklahoma a whole lot here. I think they can win it.
I feel like a lot of people like Oklahoma in this game, and I'm on Alabama Island. I don't know how good I feel. Notre Dame and Pitt, my friend, I think is a really fascinating game. The Irish are 12.5-point road favorites, and I've had to tell friends this week that have reached out to me here that are like casual college football fans. Like, this is not like your older brother's Pitt Panthers. They throw the ball all over the yard. It's not like a Narduzzi team, right? Notre Dame, 12.5, 54.5 the total. Who do you like in this game? And do you think that, as we've seen recently on game day, that Notre Dame will get slammed tomorrow prior to kickoff?
They always get slammed, but the problem is they've already been slammed. Like, this is a number I think should be 6. It opened at 10. I think it should be 6. I made it 6, so I was shocked when it opened up 10.5, and I took Pitt immediately. Then Narduzzi decides to cut his presser and say, someone reminded him that Notre Dame the last two times has beaten them like 110-13. And he said, thank you very much. And then someone asks, is this the biggest game of your season? He said, absolutely not. I don't care. He said,
it's not a must win. He goes, we can lose this game by 100 as long as we win our ACC games, which is asinine because they don't even control their own destiny. He should have just not said anything.
And then the spread flew up to 12.5 because people think that he's just not going to play. Look, Pitt's defense is going to play, and Pitt's defense is fantastic against the run, and they're fantastic against outside zone, which is what Jadarian Price and Jeremiah Love run for Notre Dame. So Pitt's going to be able to stop that run, but they're leaky on the back end. Like I said about Georgia, it's the same thing about Pitt. They can let pass explosive. So I think the better play here is CJ Carr passing props over, which I hit, because he's going to have himself a day throwing the ball against Pitt's defense. The number's too high. I mean, I've got to stick to my power rating at this point. I'm not saying, the game falls on 6, but this is just way too high, and it's inflated because of what Narduzzi said. And I think it's a joke to think that a Pat Narduzzi team is going to show up and just lay down. They play to their competition, whether it's the worst team in FBS or the best team in FBS. Pitt always plays to the level of their competition, so I don't expect them to just not show up.
30 seconds to go here. Is your resolve in Indiana shaken at all after the near upset last week against Penn State that Mendoza and Omar Cooper rescue at the very end? 30 seconds for the answer.
No, I think Penn State is not getting enough credit for what they are since James Franklin has left. They're playing really hard for a half. They played against Ohio State really hard. I think they deserve that cover. They deserve almost a near win. And I think they're going to blow out Michigan State tomorrow. But as far as Indiana's concerned, they're beat up. I mean, you are going to pay a toll for running up 50 burgers on everybody. Like, you have some injuries now. Now, the good news is the rest of the schedule's cake, but you better start taking your foot off the pedal and letting these guys heal up a little bit before you get to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. So, or if they beat Michigan, we'll see.
Would you like to revise your opinion that Indiana would beat Ohio State if they play in the Big Ten title game?
Indiana will beat Ohio State if they play, but Ohio State has to beat Michigan. Are we sure that's going to happen?
I mean, I think it's going to, but I'm wrong a lot. Colin, you're the best. Big Bets on Campus is the college football betting podcast. All the work can be found at actionnetwork.com, on Twitter at @Colin1. My friend, I love you. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, Nick.
Our pal, Ryan Horvath, our BetMGM Network teammate, joins us coming up next. All of Ryan's football bets for the weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On fourth down, Mariota throws to the end zone. Touchdown!
Just like he dialed it up.
Samuel.
Continue to believe in this team. Continue to believe in Q. Continue to believe in the leaders of this group. There's fight in this dog. I believe in it. And we're going to get this right.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That's the voice of Commanders quarterback Marcus Mariota and also King Kenny Albert. And Jonathan Vilma had a little cameo in there as well. Conspicuous by his absence, President Donald Trump. I just wanted to say that and just let it hang for it. No further commentary. Just saying. Like that's the thing that actually happened. You know, I'm on Instagram yesterday. I gotta tell you, like I really like Instagram. I'm on Instagram. And this thing pops up in my algorithm and it's a Maury Povich clip. And it's a guy finding out that he's not the father on a lie detector, and he does a backflip in the woman's face. And it's like, I feel terrible for this woman. Also, it's very funny. And I think that we need to get Jake a sounder of Maury Povich saying, and the lie detector determined that that was a lie. Because Marcus Mariota is lying. They're not going to get it right. They're screwed. And the season isn't circling the drain. It's in the sewers. Next to Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, Michelangelo, a half-eaten pepperoni pizza pie, and Master Splinter. We'll get to the Commanders and the Dolphins from Madrid coming up in a bit here with our guest at this time. Now, that game's going to be played on Sunday, but tomorrow is Saturday. And on Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, this gentleman brings you, our listeners and viewers, the Tailgate Kickoff Show, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. On all social platforms for the BetMGM network, heard on radio stations nationwide. And the reason why this is so important for everybody is because he has been slamming college football this season. I'm not joking. Slamming it to such a degree that he has earned the moniker Mr. Saturday. Mr. Saturday, our BetMGM network teammate, the great Ryan Horvath, joins us on the show now. Mr. Saturday, welcome to You Better You Bet. Happy Friday, my friend. How are you?
Thank you for that awesome intro. Also, that just brought me back to my childhood because every time I would fake sick, have a stomach ache, I would watch all those shows, man. And that's how I learned how to tease because if you remember, we would always have to take the test. And then it would be the final segment and you would figure out who the father was. And man, those guys, right, so aggressive. Right. I told you they'd be jumping on the couch. It was wild, man. I kind of miss it, just watching like dirty, cheap TV all day long, weekdays. Yeah, man, that was great. What a time to be alive, right?
Well, that's what like YouTube's for, man. Just type in. I was telling Tyler recently. I texted him. I went down a rabbit hole and watched like 15 minutes of Steve Harvey funny reactions on Family Feud to like stupid answers from contestants. It's just like. The things that you're able to do now that you couldn't do when we were kids is absolutely unbelievable. All right, Ryan.
Yeah.
Mr. Saturday. We'll get into some individual games, but I would love if right out of the chute here, we could get Ryan Horvath's favorite college football bet for this weekend.
Absolutely. I'll throw a couple really quick. I actually like Clemson tonight. I did play this at 3. It's down to 1.5. The reason I like them, even though they've cost me a ton of money this season, they've been one of the bigger disappointments, I would argue, in college football history. But Louisville, they want to run their offense. They want to run the ball. And they're going to be without Isaac Brown. He leads all of college football this season with 8.6 yards per carry. Now, the backup's been pretty solid, but if Louisville can't get the ground game going against Clemson's run defense, that means more Miller Moss. I just don't trust him. There's been some moments, but he's thrown 7 picks already this season to just 11 touchdowns. So I think Clemson's defense is actually going to show well. And Cade Klubnik, even though he hasn't lived up to the hype this season, he's been much better the last 4 games. I trust him more than I do Miller Moss. So I think that's why this number is coming down, the injury report for Louisville and the spot for Clemson. So I like them. Really quick, a gross one. I like Wisconsin's team total in the first half tomorrow against Indiana.
Oh.
This opened half of a point, minus 140. It's up now to 2.5. You do have to pay some juice. I also like the over in the game. But Wisconsin, as bad as they've been, and Luke Fickell should be gone, but he gets another year because the Badgers are cheap. That program's cheap, and they don't want to pay the buyout. But they're coming off
can you tell Ryan to spend time in the great state of Wisconsin with a specific comment like that? I love that. Please continue.
Well, anytime I bet them this season, all my buddies, you know, back home are like, don't do it. Don't do it. This team is brutal. They all want Fickell to be bought out. They thought there was a chance that they were going to get John Gruden, you know, or just any other. And I was like, you guys are crazy. Like, if John Gruden goes back to coach, it's not going to be in Madison. No disrespect. But this Badgers team is brutal.
Oh, no, I mean it disrespectfully. My laugh was disrespectful. Go ahead.
They're terrible. They're 30.5-point dogs coming off a win over a ranked opponent. They're on like their 5th quarterback this season, Carter Smith, who completed 3 of 12 passes for 12 yards last week. But there was windy, rainy conditions last week, some snow. This week, probably going to be some better weather. I think Wisconsin at least gets on the board and kicks a field goal in the first half. So I'm going over 2.5 on the team total. But as far as best bets, if you could get a hold of player props, I really like John Mateer over 30.5 rushing yards tomorrow against Alabama. This opened at 25.5. Now it's 30.5 minus 110 is the best price that I'm seeing. I know it's tough to get down because some states don't offer college football props. But if you got a buddy, just make a phone call because I think this one's a slam dunk. Oklahoma running a ton of read options. They have the 16th highest designed quarterback runs right now in the FBS. Mateer finally looks healthy. He's coming off a season-high 93 rushing yards in the win over Tennessee, who also has a really good defense. And that's been Alabama's issue, man. Even with Nick Saban, one of the bigger bets that I've ever had was Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel. They've always struggled against dual-threat quarterbacks. And to beat Alabama this season, if you allow Ty Simpson to have a clean pocket, he's going to pick you apart. But Oklahoma, their pass defense, or their pass rush, I should say, is still top 15. So I think they're going to get some pressure on Simpson. I think they cover the number, so I like Oklahoma. It did come down from 7 to 6, but you're still getting 6. I like that. And I like John Mateer over 30.5 rushing yards. I would say those are my favorite bets tomorrow.
You bet on this Friday. Our guest, it's a Friday, but our guest is Mr. Saturday, Ryan Horvat. You can catch him tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, every Saturday morning throughout the college football season. Tailgate kickoff, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. You bet college football, and I'm guessing you do in our audience because you're watching or listening to the show on a Friday. Be sure to check out Ryan on Tailgate Kickoff, our teammate here on the BetMGM Network, BetMGM tonight as well with our pal Brad Evans. Before we turn our attention to the NFL, even if you don't have a bet on the game, Ryan, I would just love to know your opinion on Texas and Georgia with the Bulldogs, a 6.5-point home favorite. So even if you're not betting it, would just love your opinion on how that game might play out.
You know, for some reason, Sark has got a free pass. I've always been a big fan of Steve Sarkisian as a play caller, man. But what's his signature win? You know, what's your favorite Sark top 10 win? I worry about him coaching in the big spot. I had a lot of money on them in the college football playoff. And I don't know if you guys remember the game, but they have the ball first and goal. They don't bring an arch, no quarterback design runs. Instead, they call a pitch play. So they do absolutely nothing.
Oh, Jack Sawyer. And Sawyer returned it back, the hero.
Yep.
I mean, I had Ohio State, so I needed it. I'm sorry you were on the other side.
You were on the right side. You were on the better team, the best team in the country, and the eventual national champ. I was on Texas because, like I said, I've always been a Sark guy. I do like Texas. I lean Texas, but I worry a little bit about Arch. Now, if you go back to since week 7, Arch has been really good, man. He has a 78.5% adjusted completion rate, but it's all screen passes. It's all dink and dunks. His ADOT right now is 6.5 yards. So it's all just, you know, dinking and dunking. And I worry, is he going to be able to do that against Georgia's defense? The reason that I think Texas could cover, though, they have a top 10 pass rush. If you give Gunnar Stockton time in the pocket, like most of these young quarterbacks, he's going to pick you apart. But he's got like a 48.5 grade under pressure. I think Texas is going to get enough pressure to keep this game close. I don't know if they win it outright, but I think they could keep it within a field goal. So I would take the points with Texas, and I lean under in the game.
All right. So you told us, just so everyone knows, Ryan said in the break, like he just bet a bunch of NFL props. We'll get to that in a second, but you and I have something in common, Ryan, that I feel like 99, it's not an exaggeration, like 99% of our media brethren, our media brothers and sisters, and just people disagree with us on this. We both love Aaron Rodgers. I thought he looked old, man, on Sunday night against the Chargers. A terrible game from him, terrible game from Pittsburgh. I do think the Bengals defense is so bad that he can snap out of it. Pittsburgh, a 5.5-point favorite, totals 49, maybe some wins in the forecast on Sunday. Do you have a thought on how your guy, Aaron Rodgers, might look on Sunday against the Bengals?
Man, so I talked about this today with our good buddy Bart Winkler on his podcast.
I love that.
And I went to the game, Nick, a couple weeks ago, man.
I'll promote that for you. That is our friend Bart Winkler, who's on Infinity Sports Network, Into the Winklerverse. I've been on Bart's show a million times. He is awesome on Twitter, at Bart Winkler. I think that's his Twitter account. Be sure to check him out.
So I'm a big jam band guy, right? And I used to be, still am, I'm a huge Grateful Dead fan. So I've seen them a bunch. And towards the end, when I saw Jerry Garcia, man, it was like, oh, God, he's washed, man. Like, this is almost sad to watch. When I went and saw Aaron Rodgers in person, that's how I felt.
He died like 30 years ago, right, Jerry Garcia, right?
I mean, I'm old. I just turned 40. Yeah, and luckily I have older siblings. But it's sad, man. You know, he can't push the ball down the field. There are some glimpses where, you know, he makes a nice throw or he steps up in the pocket and fires a dart. But his ADOT is so low. It's like 4.5 against zone defenses. So he looks old. I wish for this run, he had Tom Brady's Tampa team where it was Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and a top 10 defense. The Steelers, I don't trust the pass defense. It's been horrendous. I can't believe that's the most expensive defense in all of football. I couldn't lay this number. I do like Jaylen Warren props. I think that got bet up to like 75.5 rush yards. I think he's going to have a monster day against this Bengals run D. But at 5.5, I'd probably bet the Bengals. I'm going to stay away from this one and play the Warren props. I just don't trust Rodgers or that Steelers defense right now, or Mike Tomlin, to be honest.
And I agree on the Warren thought there with the Steelers, with win potentially in the forecast here. Bengals can't stop the run. I'll talk about that on my shows coming up on Sunday morning. Just really quick, like 30 seconds on this, because I want to give you runway for the props that you bet. You're a big Packers fan. I said on Tuesday on the show following Monday Night Football, I'm done with the Green Bay Packers as far as being a Super Bowl contender this year. Give us like your macro 30,000-foot view of the Packers as far as where they rank in the balance of power in the NFC. 30 seconds for this one.
Yeah, really quick. I was in on the Bears coming into the season, and people gave me a hard time because I guess they were a trendy and popular team. But I said with Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams under center more play action, more pre-snap motion. Now they look like a real offense. Minnesota, I still have no clue, man, if J.J. McCarthy's any good. I don't think that he is. Detroit, there's obviously something going on there where now Dan Campbell's calling plays. Morton, like the team's out on him. So, you know, by default, I kind of still like Green Bay, but I worry about Matt LaFleur. You know, people are worried about Jordan Love. I don't think it's going to work out with those two. And who goes? The head coach, not the quarterback, who's one of the highest paid in football. So I think Green Bay still has some issues, even on the defensive side of the ball. The Micah Parsons move was great bringing him in, but the secondary has been a mess, man. They overpaid for Nate Hobbs, who's a slot corner that they're trying to play on the outside, and now he's hurt. I'm also done with Green Bay. I think even though they're kind of fluky and they lead the league in turnovers, my buddies in Green Bay are going to hate to hear this. I kind of like the Bears, man. I think the Bears are for real.
Yeah, so I do like Chicago this weekend against Minnesota. We'll touch on that at the end of the show. All right, we have like a solid 90 seconds here, Ryan. You said you bet some props, as many as you'd like to share with us here for now. 90 seconds here for the answers.
Yeah, I'll go quick, man. Kroski Merritt over 8.5 rush attempts against that Miami run D. I like Zach Ertz over 3.5 receptions. I bet this, man, this is up to minus 157. So maybe you want to ladder that. I think he could have 6 grabs going against that Miami D. I love Aaron Jones. You know, we always joke Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. So does Aaron Jones. And I do worry about that Chicago run D. That's the only thing. Well, there's a couple things that concern me about Chicago, but I think Aaron Jones over 50.5 rush yards and over 12.5 on the longest rush, both good bets. I already talked about Jaylen Warren, Cooper Kupp revenge game. I usually stay away from like the revenge angles, but 31.5 receiving yards against the Rams, I like. And then I also like Tyler Higbee over 2.5 receptions, minus 139. And then the Ravens defense, man, has been much better the last couple weeks. I'm going to go Dylan Gabriel under 27.5 longest completion. And then I like the over 47.5 in San Francisco, Arizona. I want to throw that one out there too. I think that one has a spot or has a chance to be a shootout.
I like that Dylan Gabriel longest pass completion under and like some big time wind expected in that Browns Ravens game coming up on Sunday. Ryan, awesome job. We will be tuned in tomorrow morning on the tailgate kickoff, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. But encourage all our listeners and viewers to check it out. Mr. Saturday rolls through the board for a full hour on the BetMGM Network. My friend, appreciate the time. Have an awesome weekend. Good luck with the bets, and we will catch up with you soon here on the show.
Appreciate it, Nick. Thanks, man. Talk to you soon. Go Clemson tonight.
Yeah, honestly, and we were talking, Tyler and I were writing in the show chat, like, I'm going to bet Clemson. So, like, I'm in. That. We're going to ride with you on this one. And hopefully we can all be Mr.'s Friday night.
That'd be really Mr. TGIF, man.
Love it. Love it. Our friend Ryan Horvath joining us here on the show. That was a great segment. And the lie detector determined that I'm telling the truth. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, I'm going to roll through a bunch of the NBA games for tonight. Big picture thoughts on these teams, bets for games. And then we'll get into the ranked games in college basketball this weekend, including Houston-Auburn on Sunday, and my early thought on who's going to win the Natty in college basketball.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Inside 2 minutes to go. And Brunson, another foul drawn, and he immediately grabs his right leg.
Oh, boy, that right leg. Oh, man.
And Mike Brown wants to get him out.
He looked right to the Knicks bench after he got up. And he is going right back.
Back to the locker room to get that looked at.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, ESPN courtesy of the call. Dave Pasha, Doris Burke. The other night, the Knicks lose to the Magic. Jake, I want you to play the highlight again here in just a second, but this is the way I want people to think about this. So, like, we know, this was a couple days ago, and I talked about it on the show yesterday, right? So Jalen Brunson, it's a grade one ankle sprain. He's going to miss tonight's game for the Knicks at home against the Miami Heat. He's going to be evaluated daily. And I take that as a really good sign, right? Because if he was going to be out for like a month, they would reevaluate him in a month. It sounds like he could be back sometime soon. Based on... if you, the listener and viewer, had no knowledge of the Jalen Brunson injury, like you had no idea what happened, you had no reporting, no information... Like, you woke up, you were hibernating, you were asleep for a couple days, and you wake up, and Jake plays this piece of sound for you. What would you guess the injury is, and how long would you guess he's out for? Jake, take it away.
Inside 2 minutes to go, and Brunson, another foul drawn, and he immediately grabs his right leg.
Oh, boy, that right leg. Oh, man.
And Mike Brown wants to get him out.
He looked right to the Knicks bench after he got up. And he is going right back.
Back to the locker room to get that looked at.
You would think this is Kevin Ware. Or like Gordon Hayward. Or like Cam Scadabo for the Giants a couple weeks ago. Look at this. It's mangled, like it's facing the wrong direction. I know that people, just as an aside, we're all big sports fans here, right? That people talk about, like, the Kevin Ware injury for Louisville. What year was that? Like, 2014, maybe? 13, 12, somewhere in that range? I don't think it was 13. That's the year they won the championship, right? I don't think it was 13. But the Kevin Ware injury, like, breaking his leg in, like, horrifying fashion. Is that being the worst of, like, the leg injuries in basketball? And it's not that, like, one's worse than the other. I guess that's a bad way to put it. But the one that always sticks with me, it was 2013, all right, that Kevin Ware got hurt, is the Gordon Hayward one. Celtics are playing the Cavs. I think LeBron's still on the Cavs at this point, pretty sure. And Gordon Hayward has just signed that big free agent deal with the Celtics. And he breaks his leg, like, 2 minutes into the game. I remember watching the game. And it sounded like a shotgun blast when his leg snapped. And I'm not trying to be like grotesque or like gross anyone out. Just like that's, I always think about that noise, like how loud it was when his leg broke. I know this is not a, like a really pleasant conversation, but look, I mean, the Doris Burke thing, like you would have thought like Jalen Brunson might like have to be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life based off that call. Doris does a good job. Just saying. So maybe maybe it wasn't that bad. Yeah, grade one ankle sprain. Going to be reevaluated tomorrow on Saturday. So tonight in the NBA, my Knicks host the Miami Heat. And no Jalen Brunson, obviously, with the ankle sprain. Knicks, a 6.5-point favorite in the game. I'm just refreshing my screen so I can bring everybody the most up-to-date numbers. Total is 240.5. It looks like this is going to come down to 6. Miami looks to be the preferred betting side at the moment. So no Brunson for the Knicks, and Bam Adebayo ruled out for the Heat. Jaquez is playing, as is Davion Mitchell and Norman Powell and Khalil Ware. I think this is going to be a really interesting stretch for the Knicks without Jalen Brunson. And I don't mean to like minimize the Heat, who have been really fun this season. They did lose to the Cavs, like B-team, the other night, but Miami's been really good. And Eric Spoelstra's making it happen with smoke and mirrors right now. No Tyler Hero. They're running this offense, and I just know this, like, I'm not grinding the film, but, like, I listen to podcasts and I read a lot. They're running this offense that is, like no screens, right? It's just they're built on total hyper-athleticism. Matt Moore talked about it the other day on the show, and that brought up Miami maybe being, like, a sleeper Eastern Conference contender. I don't agree with that, but you never know. But I do want to make this about the Knicks. The Mike Brown offense, I've been very into this season. Like they're 7-4. It's not like they're like the Thunder or anything, but like I think it's mostly been good. And you've seen like Bridges bring the ball up, Josh Hart brings the ball up, and it's much less of a reliance on Jalen Brunson as like the dominator of the basketball, the heliocentricity, everything revolving around him in the offense. And I do think that this Knicks team, with the way that they're coached and the system that Mike Brown runs, I think is like uniquely qualified to handle this assignment with Jalen Brunson out for a little bit. Now, I don't know if I want to lay the Knicks. If I had to bet the game, I would actually lay the Knicks tonight. The bet that I'd like to make, and my NBA props have been, I bet like two of them and I'm 0-2 so far this year. Well, I guess I had Luka on opening night, but it's not been great. I want to bet Mikal Bridges over 17.5 points. And him, to me, seems to be the biggest beneficiary right now of this new offensive scheme, where we remember last year what we were saying. The Knicks trade all those picks for Bridges, and he's doing nothing. He just stands in the corner, and we've seen him be an awesome player. And then he had those great defensive plays in the first two games in Boston in the Eastern Conference semis, and I tweeted out a couple times a picture of Mikal Bridges with the less need Sean McVay quote, F them picks, which I really enjoyed. Just saying. But I think while Brunson's out now for however long he's out for, I think Bridges is going to take on an increased scoring load. I think he gets to 20 tonight. I would lay the Knicks if I had to bet the game. But Bridges over 17.5 points, the number at BetMGM, is my preferred play. A couple other NBA games that I find interesting tonight and big picture storylines. We just saw the other night the Warriors go into San Antonio one night after getting drubbed by the Thunder, and Draymond Green saying after that game that it feels like we're not committed to winning. And Jimmy Butler talked about some players having an agenda. And I came on the show the next day and I said the players that he's talking about are Jonathan Kuminga and Brandon Pajemski. And a lot of people were reporting that. I'm not saying that it's my original thought, but it's pretty obvious if you read, which I do, want to be really prepared when I do these shows for everybody, that that's who they were talking about. And then Kuminga and Pajemski barely play the next night in San Antonio, second half of a back-to-back. The Warriors are an old team and they go nuclear in the third quarter. Steph scores 46, 22 of the 46 coming in the third, and Golden State pulls the outright upset despite Victor Wembanyama triple-double. And Steph hit a couple threes in that game over Wemby that reminds you of that awesome gold medal game with USA and France, with Curry hitting those threes, obviously the iconic threes, the golden threes, over Victor Wembanyama. So now we have the second half of a duplex, as Ken and I used to call it. Not a home and home, but a duplex. Because the Warriors will be at the same place twice in a row. Warriors at Spurs again tonight. And the game opened the other night, Spurs-Warriors, 4.5, and closed 3.5. I know because I bet San Antonio, and I lost. The spread for tonight's game is San Antonio, 2.5.
2.5.
So there's been an adjustment here. And I pretty strongly disagree with that. I'll be laying the Spurs tonight to beat the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga's not playing. Honestly, that might be a good thing for Golden State. He's kind of like, great start to the season for him, and he's already played himself out of favor. I'll be betting the San Antonio Spurs tonight, laying the 2.5 against the Golden State Warriors. Two other NBA games, and I'm refreshing. And just so people know, I want to give them a shout-out. Website Basketball Monster, like Ken turned me on to them a couple years ago, do an awesome job of listing like all the players that are in, out of games, etc., updating in real time. So Pistons-Sixers is an interesting game. Pistons have been great. The Sixers have been better than expected. As it stands right now, game is in Detroit. Pistons are a 3.5-point home favorite. The total is 228.5. Now, Embiid's out. Paul George is out. VJ Edgecombe is questionable. And most importantly, Cade Cunningham's questionable for the Pistons, and so is Jalen Duren. I want to touch on this game at the end of the show. I'm looking for the right mix of things to happen here. I'd like to bet the Sixers plus the points. I would like to bet Philadelphia. Now, I need Edgecombe to play. I almost hope Cade plays to get a bigger number. I think Duren will crush them inside. I kind of don't want Duren to play. So I want to touch on this game at the end of the show when we have more information here. I would like to bet the Sixers at a plus price to cover the spread. Maybe not win, but cover at least on the road in Detroit. And last NBA game for tonight to hit on here, and maybe we'll do some college basketball here. If not, I'll start next hour with it. I think there are a lot of interesting things going on in college basketball, and then we'll get to the football. So the Orlando Magic the other night, that's the game where Brunson gets hurt. The Magic go into Madison Square Garden, and they carried over their momentum from the Desmond Bane buzzer beater earlier in the week against the Portland Trailblazers. And Orlando lays it on the Knicks 124-107. And I bet the Knicks in the game. And if you had told me before the game, Paolo Banchero's only going to play for 4 minutes, I would have wanted to bet even more on the Knicks, obviously, right? Banchero only played 4 minutes in the game. He gets hurt, groin injury, and the Magic still look awesome. So Banchero has a groin strain now. He's going to be out for a while for the Orlando Magic. So this is Orlando's first game without Paolo, and they will host the pathetic, the terrible Brooklyn Nets, who I think will lose 70 games this season, 1-10 right now. The Magic are currently 14.5-point home favorites, and the juice right now is towards Brooklyn. And I could see, people wanting to bet the Nets in this game, not because you think Brooklyn's going to win or you think Brooklyn's good, but hey, Paolo's out. Probably Orlando's best player, and I know some people that are really in the weeds with basketball maybe think Franz Wagner is better. Paolo's the best player on the team. And maybe you want to take the Nets for that reason. The thing about Orlando, to me, that's been most impressive on this run that they've been on getting back to 500 from the brutal start to the season, the defense is starting to look like what it was the last couple years. And look no further than the game against the Knicks the other night, right? Where the Knicks on that 5-game winning streak were averaging 130 points per game. Paolo plays 4 minutes. They hold the Knicks to 107. If Cam Thomas and Michael Porter Jr. aren't both scoring 30 points, I don't think the Nets are even within shouting distance tonight. I love the Magic tonight. So just bets for me, bridges over points, the San Antonio Spurs, and I'll lay it with the Orlando Magic at home against the Brooklyn Nets. Final hour, power hour coming up on the other side. All the college football bets will roll through the NFL, and I'm going to give you bets for the weekend to come in college hoops.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.